there's the fanfare. That means only one thing. It's time for us to go to the movies with our in-house movie reviewer, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome to Main Street.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
You and I are standing guard in one of the last great open spaces.
That looks like a promising place.
The place I might be able to see myself. You just have to stand at the river, and you can see what the men and the women up there see. That's what drove us across the ocean to this country in the first place. Hope.
And Matt, of course, that's a clip from the movie that you're going to review for us, Horizon American Saga Part 1.
Well, this is the vanity project, I'm just going to call it that, of writer, producer, star, and co-screenwriter Kevin Costner. He is heavily, I'm going to get to the film in a minute, he is heavily influenced by a movie he saw as a boy called How the West Was Won, which came out in 1963. You might remember it, Craig. I saw it later when I was like 10 on television, and it was this all-star mega-Western with Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne, Henry Fonda, George Peppard, Debbie Reynolds. And it had all these linking stories of people heading west, moving westward from the Ohio River and places like that. It was shot in three-strip Cinerama, which was kind of a new thing at the time. Now, if you see the movie on TV, it has the, kind of this goldfish, fishbowl effect, and it doesn't look very good. And I think Costner, even though this film had a big impact on him, I think he overrates this movie. And so what he's trying to do here with Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1 is actually what it's called.
Okay.
Not Part 1, but it's you get the gist. This is Part 1, and there's more coming. It's kind of his testament, his tribute to the people that headed west at the expense, of course, of Native Americans, which is dealt with in this movie. But the film's a mess. It is a mess that needed screenplay work. It's part one of four. Part two will be out in August, and he's promised part three and four. So he's setting up a lot of things. I would call this a setting the table movie, kind of a table of contents movie. And there's a lot of characters, and it's confusing. I mean, there are about four different stories going on at once. Costner's in one of the stories. There's a Santa Fe Trail wagon train in another story. There's this in the middle of nowhere attempt to build a town called Horizon, where there's no cavalry protection, no army protection. This all starts in about 1859. And there's another story about this Montana crime family. Yes, I said that right. And that ties in as well. And that part is really confusing. So there's a lot of characters being thrown at the audience in the first 30 minutes, Craig, and it's hard to keep straight who's important, who's not important. They come at you willy-nilly, and sometimes a character will say two things and they're gone and dead, and you're not sure which character is going to be in the long run. You assume Sienna Miller will be because she's a key character in the setup of this town, which is invaded by a Native American raid early in the movie. That's quite a well-shot scene. So it's professionally done, but it's a mess, and you're not able to have any character development. When you have this many characters in a movie, Craig, character development, room for acting, it's just tricky. Costner's too old for his part. He shows up in this Wyoming mining town, and you're not really sure what his profession is. Is he selling horses? Is he a miner? You're not really sure, but very quickly he gets involved in some trouble with this young hooker in town, played by Abby Lee. And the story goes from there, but it's really confusing. And the side plot with this Montana crime family gets really confusing when they kind of send people to kidnap this woman who wants to get married and has a mining claim. It's really confusing. So I think he's got too many characters going at once. Maybe part two will make more sense once these characters kind of get out on their own. And the end of the film kind of previews part two. But by then, you've sat through 3 hours at sometimes a very deadly leaden pace. Costner, his performance, you know, he's very taciturn. That's how he plays it. But he's too old for his part at 69 years old. I think he should have cast somebody else in the part of this Hayes Ellison character. But by the time the film wrapped up, I was like, do I even want to go to part two in August? It's a mess. The reviews are bad. I give him credit for putting all his own money into this. He's put a lot of money into this, kind of a tribute to How the West Was Won. But I think he overrates that movie. That movie, in retrospect, isn't a great movie. But it's clearly influenced him to the point of using his own money. I think he was hoping for a Yellowstone effect. You know, he had such a big hit with Yellowstone. The fans of that are going to go. And the film feels like you're watching a TV show, Craig. And I think it would have been better served in like a four-part TV show, maybe on Apple or Hulu or Netflix or something. But he wants it on the big screen. He loves movies and he wants it on the big screen. So we will see. It made $11 million at the box office, which isn't bad for a three-hour Western, but will the word of mouth now kill it next weekend? I was very disappointed in this movie. It's a mess.
So I really enjoyed Dances with Wolves, and I came away from that feeling that it was likely historically accurate. At least it felt that way to me, even though I was pretty young when I first saw it. Is this movie not historically accurate, or we just don't even know?
It's a fictional story with fictional characters, okay? So yes, there's a Santa Fe Trail part where this Kansas wagon train comes through. That's all true. But they're fictionalized characters, Craig, set in the founding of the West, or founding is not the right word, of course, because the Native Americans in this movie, I would say, are really side characters. They are in the movie, but I would say they're almost faceless and nameless, and I think that's going to get Costner into some trouble too, unless they are fleshed out better
right
in part two. I can see this as a 21st century criticism of this movie, is that the Native Americans are, even though they're in it and there's sympathy to them, there are some horrific raids that they do and kill a bunch of settlers. So that could be something that he might face some criticism for unless he corrects that in part two. And I'm not here to criticize him for that. I'm here to criticize the movie, mm-hmm. the structure of the movie, the screenplay. I think he needed fewer characters. He's got a good cast. Jenna Malone, Danny Houston. In that clip you played, Craig, Danny Houston is this army officer. He gives the big speech about the frontier and the last open spaces, and you know, there's got to be that big speech in there about heading west. Let me also say, in a strange bit of casting, Luke Wilson, who is Owen Wilson's brother, he is the leader of this tough leader of the wagon train heading west. I'm not sure I would have Luke Wilson, you know, play the tough leader of a wagon train. You have to expect Owen Wilson and Will Ferrell to show up. You know, let's have some laughs, you know. Comedic films, that's my point. Will Ferrell, Ben Stiller, they're sure. All kind of in these movies together. So Luke Wilson is essentially a comic actor leading this wagon train. But as I said, it's a table-setting movie. But you know what's a good table-setting movie? Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. That was a movie that set the table for the next two movies, but Peter Jackson knew what he was doing. Tolkien wrote great books, and you got a sense of the characters in Fellowship of the Ring that you latched onto, Frodo and Gandalf and all of these characters. And in this movie, it's so scattershot and it jumps around so quickly. And here's a character. Oh, that character's dead in 2 minutes. I just saw him. Am I supposed to latch onto that character? It's too scattershot to really have any character development. We'll see where part two goes in August. I'm not sure, but I did not like this movie at all. And it's a tough sit. It is. I don't mind leisurely paced movies, but some of the scenes go on way too long.
So the beauty of the great mountains that I'm used to, Matt, that you used to live in at one part of your life, that doesn't even sell it to you, huh?
They're in there. I mean, the beauty of the land is there, but you got to have story and character development and a better screenplay. And, you know, this could go down as this folly. Dances with Wolves is a good film, but this one isn't.
Let's go to the trivia question. Okay. Of course, Kevin Costner won 2 Academy Awards for his work in Dances with Wolves. Which categories did he win in?
Director and Best Picture.
We have more Main Street coming your way. Stay with us.